Policy. The government has rolled out a policy to eradicate invasive plant species in arid and semi-arid areas, the Ministry of Environment Cabinet Secretary Soe Pantuya has revealed. The CS speaking in Doldol, Lycopia North Sub-County during the commemoration of World Desertification Day yesterday that is normally marked on June 17, annually said that invasive species were a major challenge and the government was keen on eradicating them. There is a strategy already in place and we are going to move into a fully fledged policy on how to deal with invasive species since apart from methenge and apuncha, there are many others which are a challenge, said the CS. Tuya pointed out that some invasive species like cactus commonly known as apuncha strica and methenge could be eradicated by turning them into a product that could support different value chains. Cabinet Secretary for Environment, Climate Change and Forestry Soe Pantuya watering a tree in Doldol on Monday, June 17, 2024 during the commemoration of World Desertification Day. Photos by Dorcas Wangui, KNA. We are focusing on utilizing this invasive species by turning, for instance, apuncha into animal feed, the same with Prosopis, methenge, which support a lot of value chains. If we approach it from different dimensions, we will be able to deal with them and at the same time add value, added CS Tuya. The CS said they would eradicate the invasive plants which occupy hundreds of acres in Lycopia County and have left a trail of destruction to both wildlife and livestock keepers, through joint efforts after implementation of the policy which is already in the cabinet for review. Additionally, CS Tuya noted that all donor resources to the state would be channeled at the grassroots level aimed at combating climate change and empowering communities. My ministry has been on the front line in advancing environmental stewardship. Key to the initiatives has been policies, strategies, plans and on-the-ground activities aimed at restoring and safeguarding our Mother Nature from wanton land degradation, said the CS. At the same time, on the issue of desertification, this year's theme is United for Land. Our legacy, our future. Tuya said that global trends indicated that land degradation and drought, exacerbated by unsustainable human actions, were increasing rapidly. Land Degradation Assessment Report of 2016 by the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources, which is the most comprehensive land degradation study, provided that about 91% of our country was experiencing some form of land degradation, with about 64% with high degradation and 27% severe degradation, pointed the CS. Lycopia Governor Joshua Arungu reiterated that invasive species had affected livelihood, including land degradation, and eradicating it was important. The National World Desertification Day was this year marked in Lycopia, aimed at raising awareness on how to conserve the environment and prevent land degradation, with about 20 exhibitors showcasing innovations on conservation. The CS was accompanied by his Principal Secretary Environment Dr. Festus Kayengeno and wildlife counterparts Sylvia Musea, Lycopia North MP Sarah Koriri, Lycopia County Commissioner Wands Meskayatha, among others.